Lekuta Sichas, Chelek Tazayin, Parsha Vayakal, Sicha Aleph. Ayifim Pasuk V'hanasiyim Heviu Es Avnei Hashem. On the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, which says that the Nasiyim, the leaders of the Shvatim, the tribes, brought the stones of Shoyim and the other few things that they brought. Shtreltzach Rashi quotes these words, Ayifti Verter V'hanasiyim Heviu, and the Siyim brought. When is mefarish, and he explains as follows: Amar Rab Nosson said, "Maro nesiim lisnada bechanukas mizbeach b'tchila." Why is it that the nesiim at the dedication of the mizbeach they brought first? They were the ones that came forward first. Ubemalechas hamishkan lisnadu b'tchila, and by the work, by the donations which were needed for the work of the mishkan, to build the mishkan, they didn't donate first. Ella. So the reason is Kach Amr Nasiyim. This is what the Nasiyim said: Yisnadvu Tzibur Mashim Yisnadvim. By the Mishkan, they said, "Let the people give whatever they give, or Mashim Machasrim, and whatever they will be lacking, whatever they didn't bring, Anu Mashlimim, we will make up whatever they're lacking." Kivin Shishlimu Tzibur. But then what happened was that the community Tzibur gave everything. They donated everything. As Hakol Shenemer, as the pasuk says, "Vamalocha Hayisad Dayam," and the work, there was enough materials for all the work. Amru Nasiim. So the Nasiim said, "Ma'aleinu Lases." What do we do now? Seiviu as Avnei Hashoyim. Therefore, they brought the Avnei Hashoyim and the stones for the Chayshin and the and the psalmim and the Shemen Amishcha and so on. Well, the fishin is atz. So that's why it's not. So what did they do now? Lekach, and therefore now when it came to the Chanukas Hamizbeach, they donated first. Well, the fishin is atzlum, because they were, let's call it, lazy mitchila in the first set of donations. Nechser oish mishmam. Therefore, a letter was taken away from their name. As the pasuk over here says, "Vanasiim ksiv," it says without a yud. Vanasiim is written without a yud. So there was a yud taken away from their name to recognize that lack of energy in the original round of donations. The pashtus lentman. So this, on the surface, what does all this mean? Bimefarshim zogin. In fact, that's how the commentaries on Rashi say. As Rashi bavarunda. That what is Rashi trying to explain here? Vibal the Torah demanded nidus hanasiim noch ala ander nidus hamishkan. Since the Torah talks about the donations that the nasiim gave after all of the other donations that were given, dafman onem bepashas, we have to assume as the nasiim amzich mesadik ven letzta, that they were the ones that brought it last, and therefore they're mentioned last. Mekenish zogen azer nadova vet gebracht. Gerechend l'soif nardafar v'lazeiz given the seder in emtzivui f'nakosh baruch hu l'moshe. And you can't say, perhaps, there's another reason. Maybe the reason is because the order in which the Torah mentions the different donations is the order in which Hashem told Moshe about these items. In onev parsha truma, on for Moshe liyisrael, and onev fun unze sedra. This is the order that Hashem said it to Moshe at the beginning in Parsha Truma, and then that is the order in which Moshe told the Yidden about these donations at the beginning of our Parsha of Vayakel, which is where everything is repeated, that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden everything that Hashem had told him. As the Tzivui of the Nidvais Nedavas from Avnei Hashem and Avnei Mluim Shem Lamor Shem Lamishcha Ulek Teres Asamim, that the command to bring these Avnei Shoyim and Avnei Meluyim and the oil for the Menorah and for the Psamim for the Shemen HaMishcha, for the anointing oil and for the Ketores and so on, the Pratim for the Nidvos and the Siyim, state Nochen Sivui of Alander and Davis, those the order in which they were told, Hashem told it to Moshe and Moshe told it to the Yidden, was that these items were listed at the end, and therefore that's when the Nasiim are also mentioned to have brought them. When should you mention it? At the end. The order in which they were told to bring it. Some Safan Yud Gimel Dvarim, at the end of the 13 materials that were brought for the Mishkan. So in other words, that it has nothing to do with the fact that they brought it at the end. It's more to do with the fact that that's the order in which we were told to bring it, and therefore it's listed at the end. But they may have brought it at the beginning. So maybe that's what it means. Can't say that's what it means, because if this was the case, as that's the reason. So number one, hat pasuk vanasi meviu gedaf shteim bald nochem pasuk kol meidim trumas heviu. This pasuk that the Nevi'im brought, the stuff that they brought, should have been said right after the pasuk that says that everyone who brought the donation brought it. Unish noch de pasukim b'chol isha chachmas lebiyotei atobi. But in fact, where does it say? There is an interruption between listing of the things that were brought by the Yidden. Then it says that all the women that were talented, they did the weaving and so on. The cholanoshim eshanasalibum, and then there's another pasuk that the women that donated of their time did the other things. That is talking already not about the bringing of the donations. There's an interruption now of the work that was being done. So therefore, if the only reason why the Nesiim's donations are listed at the end was because that's the order in which it was told to be brought, so then it should have said right after, at the end of the listing of the donations that were brought, not after they already started listing the women that donated their time and their talent and so on. Number two, Favos tell the pasuk b'chlal ois havos hanasiim feviyavayu kol isha shenosalibay. Why does the Torah make it a separate subject? And the Nesiim brought these things. Why isn't it just included with the listing of donations that were brought by the people? The Funus Verstandig. So from this it becomes clear, as the Pasuk is Oysem Madgizayin, that the Torah is trying to emphasize something here. As the Nesiim ham sich misnade geben und gebracht sein in double besef. The reason that the Torah lists it at the very end, even after the people that donated time, and also makes it separate, makes an issue of the fact that they brought it, of detailing what they brought separate from what the rest of the Yidden brought, is to emphasize that it was brought at the very end. Is doch nicht muven, euch bepsudus von mikro. So therefore the question becomes, even on the simple reading of the psukim, wie kommt es, dass die Nesi Yisrael haben sich abgehalten mit sehr in der Dove, bis noch in der Dove von ganzen Zibur? How is it that the leaders of the Yidden, they withheld bringing their donations to the very end after everybody else? Because it's obvious that the Torah is emphasizing that they brought it at the end. So the question is why? I then bring Rashi, so Rashi explains, as they have gesagt, yisnadu tzivu mashem yisnadvim, that the reason they brought it at the end was because they assumed, let everybody bring whatever they have, and we will bring whatever they didn't bring. Das heis is given, lefisha nesatzel. In other words, that they didn't take a leadership role in bringing stuff. They sat back and they said, let them bring, and whatever they don't bring, we'll bring. That's the point that the Torah is making. That's what Rashi is explaining. Medafa b'fashtein. But still, we have to understand the grace arichas and pirush Rashi, that Rashi goes into a great detail about this story. Number one, ba'akasha, in the question that he asks, Maro, was is don egeya by the Chanukas hamizbeach hamizeh zechmadig v'vem betchila? Why over here where it says? It talks about the donations for the Mishkan. Why does Rashi have to bring in over here that by the Chanukas of Mizbeach, in other words, by the dedication of the Mizbeach, where they brought special korbanos and they gave wagons and cows and so oxen? Why does he have to mention that over here? The kasha is the chavazeh by the Melechus Mishkan in dem pasuk nishmas hadigvim betchila. The question of Rashi really pertains to why were they last in bringing them for the Mishkan. So why does he bring in, why did they bring first by the Mizbeach? Why does he have to bring that in here? Rashi get up bring him for Nosson's raid, nor Nesiim, lomelo yisnadu betchila. Therefore Rashi needed to quote from Reb Nosson's question, why did they bring last by the Mishkan, not why did they bring first by the Mizbeach. Bay's another question about Teretz of Abir, also that he dwells and says a lot in the answer to this question. Why does he have to bring over here that the Nesiim said, let them bring whatever they bring, and we'll bring at the end? As the time is, if he's trying to bring out that the reason why the letter Nesiim, why they brought last, and therefore the Yud was taken out of their name, why doesn't he just simply say they weren't energetic in bringing their donations at the beginning, and they sat back and they didn't do it, and that's it? That's what he has to explain. Why does he have to give a reasoning for why they made that calculation? Number three, be'etzem ha'inyan, as to the matter itself. Wie ist Shaykh Zogna, as the ganze Tam, was the Pasuk teilt ois, the Nidvas and Nesiyim, how could you say that the whole reason why the Pasuk separates the Nesiyim and mentions it separately from all the other donations, rechenen de gzei noch alle nedoves, and listing them after all the other donations that were given earlier, oich noch tvias anoshim, even after talking about the women that contributed their time to weave and so on, is bechdeit solozemis nas nisatzlu. The pasuk is making such a big emphasis of the fact that the Nesiim were lazy. Why would the pasuk make such a big emphasis of that? Siddach afilah begnus behemet meya leidiber akosav. The pasuk doesn't even talk as it's written in the Gemara, that the pasuk doesn't even talk in a derogatory manner, even about an animal, even about a non-kosher animal. So over here, the pasuk makes a whole big deal of the fact that the Nesiim lacked some drive in bringing the donations. Why make such a big emphasis of it? Gimel. And there's other, you know, specific, when you look at Rashi, you look at the words and so on, there's other questions that could be asked. Number one, says Astira Menei Obey, there seems to be a contradiction from within the Rashi itself. Rashi says, when they thought, what did he say? They thought that whatever they don't bring, will bring. And then he says, but the people brought everything, shenemar v'amalocha isadayam, that there was enough materials for all the work, is klar as a tziburat gebracht als was is given noitik from alechas ha-mishkan. Rashi seems to be saying that the people brought everything that was necessary for the building of the Mishkan. Hein vi stimmt es mit dem, was lepoel hat noch gefällt, ab nishayim v'ab nimiloyim leifet ha-cheshen. So how does that go with, in the end, the Nesiim had to bring the Abnei Shayam and Abnei Meluyim, which were needed for the Eifed and the Cheshen. They were still missing the Beisim, the Psamim that were needed. Shemel Amor, they were still missing the oil for the Menorah, the Shemen Amishcha, and for the oil for the anointing, Lukteris Asamim, and what was needed for the Kteris, the Psamim, which was needed for the Kteris. So therefore, first you say that they brought everything, and then they say no, the Nesiim had to bring these number of things which were also needed for the Melechas HaMishkan. So isn't that contradictory? They brought everything, and then the Nesiim brought these things. Umizeh, which leads to the next question. Vibald as ishlimu tzibur es hakoyl, since the people brought everything that was needed, and zehobim es gebracht mit azanad yivuslev, and they brought it with such generosity, as the pasuk is made, the Torah testifies about it, that the people brought so much and they had to send out a message that it's enough and stop bringing, and there was even more than was needed. So then why didn't the people bring those things, the Abnei Shoyim and the Abnei Meluyim and the oils and the Psamim, if they were so generous to bring everything that was needed? Why did they not bring this and left it for the Nesiim to bring? Gimel, a third question. L'idach, on the other hand, favos ham zich di Nesiim mitzdar givem ma'alein alasis. Why did the Nesiim feel bad? What are we going to do? What is left for us to do? Und zu lieb dem haben sie über Chanukas Abeis und Stadim gewähnt Betchila, which was what drove them that by the Chanukas Amizbeach they should be the first ones to donate. Why did they feel so bad? So haben die Chlupoel gebracht kamen und kamen in Yonim Ikrim. They in the end they donated a number of things which were very essential for the Mishkan, for the Mishkan and for the Big Day Kohona. They brought things which were very essential, the stone, the precious stones for the Cheshen and so on. Why were they feeling, what are we going to do? There was plenty for them to do. Dalet, Vos gitzu the Loshen and Rashi yisnadu tziva mashem yisnadvim. What does Rashi mean? What does it add when he says these words? Let the people give what they give. As vol gibengenu ven Rashi zogt, omru nesiyah mashem achasim yisrael, onu mashlim maisei. He could have said it in a much briefer words. Whatever they won't bring, we will bring. Why does it say, let them bring what they bring? Whatever they don't bring, we will bring. Why didn't it just skip that, let them bring what they bring? It's whatever they don't bring, we'll bring. Five. Thus is the adgoshu masha mechasrim. What Rashi says it in a strange way, and that which they cause to be lacking. Was meint, as even though machen chaser, machasrim means they make it, they cause it to be lacking, not whatever they miss. Achasorin is an inyan vaze darfen ton. In other words, it's something that they are going to cause something to be lacking, not that they didn't bring it and therefore it's not there. Machasrim means they made it, they caused it to be lacking. Men had gedav zogu mashalo yaviu. It should have simply said, whatever they don't bring, we will bring. Why does it say, whatever they cause to be lacking, we will bring it? Vafratas does the loshna kosev, especially that yaviu, bring, is the way the pasuk expresses it. But Rashi changes it to machasrim, they cause to be lacking. Vav. Favoz zogun zei ma aleinu lases. Why did the Nesiim say, what should we do? What is left for us to do? Vipasta the Loshen Lasses. What is? How does the word to do fit into this subject? Unishma Leinu Lahavi. It should have said, what can we bring? Not what can we do? Kiyetzvei is something similar to bring. Zion, a seventh question. Favos bringt Rashi dem Nomen von der Balamaimer. The famous question the Rebbe always asks, why does Rashi quote the name of who said it, Reb Nosson? As it was mentioned many times, is Rashi matik dem shem from Balamaimen nor damals ven durch dem vert verempfert a Schwerigkeit. We know that Rashi only mentions the name of who he's quoting when it somehow answers some difficulty was kenesoyder by Talmud Mamulach, that a gifted child, a gifted student, will have a further question, and therefore Rashi alludes to the answer to that question by mentioning the name. And the name, understanding who said it, will answer that gifted question. In Pirush Aksub Mother, in Pirush from Rashi, if a child has a question on the Pasuk or on maybe what Rashi said, and through the answer, through the name, it answers that question. So what is it that might be answered through naming the person that said this statement? Aistalit. That the Zayin Fashtanik Bahagdam Abir. So we'll understand all this by first explaining in Diuk Haseidev Aloshim from Shailus Reb Nosson, by first examining a little more closely the question that Reb Nosson asks here. What does he say? Mar ro'u nesiim lisnade b'chanukas ha-mezbeach b'tchila. What is it? What did the nesiim see that caused them to donate first by the chanukas ha-mezbeach or b'melechus ha-mishkan lo yisnadu b'tchila? And by the work for the mishkan, they didn't bring the donations at the beginning. First. The kash is, so what is the question? What's the problem with this? The kash is nishva vozeyam zich misnadiv nit misnadiv gedam by melechus hamishkan betchila. Reb Nosson doesn't ask the question, why didn't they bring first by the melechus hamishkan? That's not his question. Nor fakert, he asks the opposite question for some reason. Favozeyam zich yom misnadiv gedam betchila b'chinugus hamizbeach. For some reason, Reb Nosson asks the question, why did they come first by donating for the Mizbeach? This is Oich Muvam from the Mloshna Teres and Reb Nosson, and we see this also in the answer that Reb Nosson gives. Lekachis nadu b'chanukas ha-mizbeach tefila, the tefila, that he gives a reason why they ended up giving first by the Mizbeach. In other words, Reb Nosson has this question, why did the Nasiim donate first by the Mizbeach? And then he explains why they gave first by the Mizbeach. The Chiddush is, in other words, he seems to be framing the question that there is an issue with them giving first by the Chanukah Mizbeach. That's what his problem is. Not why did they give last by the Nidvos HaMishkan. His problem seems to be with why did they give first by the Chanukah Mizbeach. Is Tamua Beyesa. So this kind of a question is very strange. Number one, Vosfar Akashe is da in them was by the Chanukah Mizbeach. It's not a Tchila. Why is it such a big question? Why they gave first by the Chanukah Mizbeach? Zayin Dik Denesi Rosh Yisrael. Since they were the leaders, Hotachazay Gedavtsay. This is only natural that they would be the first ones to give. So why does Reb Nosson ask the question? Why did they give first? Number two, another thing problematic with this question. Le'idach, on the other hand, Oyv Dekashi is Oyv and Seder for Nidus Chanukah Mizbeach. If the question is why, in regards to the donation for the Mizbeach, but the Seder for Nidus HaMishkan is Muvan. But for some reason, the fact that they gave last by the Mishkan, that's quite understandable. Hatoch Rashi Nishgadav bring in the Kasha Oich in Unze Parsha by Melech HaMishkan or Blois in Parsha Nosei. So then Rashi shouldn't have been asking this question here, because here it's not a question why did they give last. Reb Nosson seems to have no problem with the fact that they gave last by Chanukah HaMishkan. The question becomes why did they give first by Chanukah HaMizbeach. So then Rashi should have asked the question over there, not over here. In fact, Rashi does mention the question over there too, but why does he ask it here also? He should have asked it only over there. So this needs to be explained about this question of Reb Nosson. Is the Birba says, so the explanation of it is as follows. As he and his sentence that this is really the question. Mit sein bringen euch da die Kasche. The fact that he brings over here the question in regards to the, in the context of the donations to the Mishkan, Maro and the Siyim, why, so Rashi brings it over here in order to tell us something. Is Rashi oisen nicht zu verämpfen as das was the Nesim haben gebracht in the Dovas Lubasev is given Machmas Atzlus? Rashi is not trying to explain over here that the reason that the Nesim brought last by the Chanukah, by the Nidus HaMishkan, that was because they were lazy. That's not what he's trying to say. But Fakert, what he's trying to say is the exact opposite. How so? Zu Mazbezayin, in the Pasuk Do, he's trying to explain in this Pasuk over here, in the context of the Nidus HaMishkan, as das was the Nesim am gebracht, say in the Dovah Lubasayf, is the richtige Seder Anoga. He's trying to point out that the fact that the Nesiim brought last by the Nidvos HaMishkan, this was the correct approach. They did the right thing. But Adarabe, to the contrary, the Kash is Gor, Favos Bechanukas HaMizbeach, Hamze Yegebrach Betchila. The question only becomes, why is it, since the right way is that they should be the last to bring, so then the question becomes, why by the Chanukas HaMizbeach were they the first? That's the real question, as we see from Reb Nosson's way that he frames the question. In Ander Verte, in other words, Dos was Rashi Zogdo Omer Reb Nosson Maron Asiyim. Rashi's quoting Reb Nosson here, that why did they bring first by the Mizbeach, bringt er nicht als Kasche in Posuk from Parsha Nosei. He's not trying to bring explain a question that really only comes up in Parsha Nosei, where it talks about the Chanukah HaMizbeach. That's where the question comes up. Why does Rashi bring it here? He's not trying to explain a question that will come up over there, but rather, nor tzemaz bezayin dem teretz ubiur in dem posuk da. What he's really addressing is the answer to the issue that comes up in this posuk, which is, since the Nesiim brought last, and that was the proper approach, so then the question really becomes, why then there did they bring first? And it's all based on the premise that the Nesiim should be bringing last, as we see from this parasha, that they brought last. And since that's the right thing to do, so then the question becomes, why did they bring there first? Hey, So now we have to explain why it's correct that they brought last. Favos darf the Nesiim bring his Eirin Dovel Basayf. Why is it that the Nesiim should be bringing their donations at the end? Sokt Rashi. So Rashi explains that. Amru Nesiim, the Nesiim said, Yisnadvu Tzibur Mashem Isnadvim. Let the people bring whatever they bring. Umashem Achasim Anam Ashlim Amayisei, and whatever they will miss, we will complete what they miss. So how does that explain it? The tafkid for a nasi is, what is the mission, what is the purpose, what is the job of a nasi, of a leader? His job, the leader's job, is to make sure that the people do what they need to do. That's his first mission in life. That's what he has to make sure. The people, he's the leader, he has to make sure that they do what they are supposed to do. And after he has made sure that they did what they need to do, after that, then he has to think about himself. What about me? What's left for me to do? In fact, Rashi already alluded to this, explained this earlier when he talked about the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu went down from the mountain to the people. This is talking about the in the lead up to Matan Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu was going up and down from the mountain, speaking to Hashem, coming back to the people and relating what Hashem said to them, bringing their message back to Hashem and back and forth to the mountain to the people. So Rashi says there, Malamach Loi Hayu Moshe Pena Lasokov. We learn from this that Moshe did not turn to his own issues, to his own needs. Elam in Ahar Olam. He went from the mountain, from Hashem to the people, back from the people to the mountain. He was completely focused on the job and not on his own needs. Vaslacher is nishmuvin. This in itself needs to be understood. My kamashmalam. What is he trying to say here? As Moshe had gleich ibigigem the shlichus von Eibishten zu Eden, und nit peinigem ben frie zu seine eigene Asokim. Does the Torah really have to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was so dedicated that when Hashem gave him a mission to go speak to the people, he didn't go home to have breakfast first? He went straight to the people to fulfill his mission. That's what that Torah says about Moshe, that he didn't go have a nap before he came to tell the people what Hashem said to them? That doesn't have to be said about Moshe Rabbeinu. No, the inyan v'chidush is, or rather, what is the meaning of that, Rashi? Lo yehayapayna la'asokov, that when he says he didn't turn to his own needs, meintnish nor tzuzayna tzorchi aguf. The issue, the emphasis is not that he didn't have a meal first or have a nap first, his own personal material needs. Nor oich, but rather it includes also to zayin asokim in the inyan v'shlichas gufa. He didn't turn to his own, how do I fit into the shlichas? What's my avoida in the shlichas? How do I improve my connection to my shlichas? Or zayin hachanas matan Torah. He didn't focus on, it's going to be matan Torah. I need to make a hachana too. I need to prepare my own self to meet matan Torah. He may have been thinking very reasonably, in a few days I'm going to have to go up on Har Sinai and I have to receive the Torah from Hashem and I have to give it over to the Yidden. How do I prepare? How do I make myself into a better Keli, into a better person to be able to receive the Torah properly? What should I do to prepare? That's what Rashi says. He wasn't turning to his own needs. It doesn't mean to his own breakfast. It means to his own preparation for Matan Torah. So as a leader, his first thought was, I have to take care of the Yidden. What do they need from Matan Torah? And that's what he was focused on. Not on his own preparation for Matan Torah. So even though he had this good, he was thinking probably, what about myself and preparation of Matan Torah? From deswegen ist ein Seder. So still, even though he had his own needs probably in mind, but still, his what did he actually do? Seine Genosse bei Yidden, since he was a leader, as zum allem ersten kommen die Trachen von Yidden, first and foremost, he has to take care of the needs of the Yidden. Ibegeben in the Schlichas from the Meibishn to immediately give over the Schlichas from Hashem to Zen as they zoned them as a Das Oisfit, and to make sure that the Yidden actually fulfill their what Hashem told them to do. And only after that, Trachten wegen seiner Ruchnis, die Gassakim, to think about his own spiritual needs. Beinayu bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about between him and Hashem, what he has to fix between him and Hashem. Kedel zayin achanus matan Torah, including his preparation of matan Torah. So we see that Rashi already emphasized that for a leader, for a nasi, his first thought is not about his own needs, but about what do I need to do for the people. Well, that'll zeben nidin didan. So in a similar way, in our case about the nasiim, the erste tafkid from the nasiim is given to zorgen as yisnad v'tzibah v'cholu. Their first thought was, how do we make sure that the Yidden should give properly in the way that they should, and they should take care, that we have to take care of what they're going to do. As Yidden's all menadas and vivels, they can, and that the Yidden should donate and contribute whatever they can. And that's why they said, not, and whatever they don't bring, we will take care of. Whatever they cause to lack, whatever they lack. What do they mean that? What did he mean by that? Nishto mashalo yaviu, not whatever they don't bring. Kiyetzvei v'al mitzad zeh tafkid al nasi Yisrael ham zeh gemont as idin zol bringe l'divnus hamishkan al tzvasis biyacholtam, because a part of their mission as a leader was to try to make sure that the Yidden should bring whatever they can, whatever they have, they should donate whatever materials they have that the Mishkan needs. They should take care of. They should bring everything that they could. V'meila is in the Reif Neshayach Haninu for Mashalo Yaviyu. Therefore, what do you mean, whatever they don't bring? If they have it, they certainly brought it. That's what the Nesiyim were making sure to do, that if the Yidden have it, they should bring it. If a Yid has something that the Mishka needs, he's not going to bring it. The Nasi made sure that would not happen. So then what, so Vos meint Azei Hobben des Nor, Vos meint Azei Hobben es Nor es felt they bring it. Mashalo Yaviyu would have meant that they didn't bring it. They had it. They could have brought it, but they didn't bring it. That they wouldn't allow. Because if they had the ability to bring it, in other words, if they owned that, of course the Nesiyim would make sure that they bring it. So therefore, why wouldn't they bring it? What does it mean that there was things missing? Not as ken zayin hametzias, but what is possible is funu mashe mechasrim, that which they had, they no longer, they lacked it, they had caused it to be lacking. What does he mean by that? Tos vasei haben gemacht fellen bazich. There were things, perhaps at one point they would have had these things, but they used it already earlier. They had used it up. They had sold it. Whatever they had done, they no longer had it. Even though originally they certainly had everything that Hashem was asking them to donate. How did they have it? From Bizus Mitzrayim and Bizus Ayam. They had it because they took from the Egyptians in Mitzrayim, and they took from the Egyptians at the Kriyas Yamsuf all kinds of precious stones and so on. Rashi As Rashi already told us earlier, he said that Moshe Rabbeinu had to drive them away from Yamsuf because they were collecting all the spoils that they found on the washed up on the shore. Ze hobben dem rotzen und nit was halef zu bringen. So they had it, and they have the will and the generosity to bring it, to give it. So then why didn't they give it? No, ze kennen das nicht bringen, because they couldn't give it, weil sie haben es ausgenutzt früher, because even though they may have had these precious stones, let's say, the Avnei Shoyim and the Avnei Meluyim, they had it. They collected the gems from the Egyptians. But they used to have it, but then they got rid of it somehow. They sold it, as I said before. Somehow they were no longer owning these things. So machasrim means, certainly they had it at some point, but they had caused it to be, squandered or given away or sold, or they were lacking it now. L'tzarche mitzvah, maybe they gave it away for some mitzvah, befratsha as mangroma vayveres, certainly if it was a mitzvah which was need it for now, and therefore if they hold out, they waste time, it'll be too late. So they got rid of it somehow. Gemacht fallen bazich, and therefore they caused it to be missing from their holdings. Dan is on a mashlimim oisei, and then the Nesiim said, if there was something that the Yidden didn't have anymore, if they had it, it's our job to make sure that they give it. But there are certain things which they don't have because they gave it away earlier. Now that they don't have it, it's not possible for them to give it, then we will have to take care of it. Or then we will have the opportunity to take care of it. Because first we have to make sure they do what they do. If there's something that they can't fulfill, not that they don't want to fulfill, they can't. So then that will do. In other words, then it'll be our turn. Al pize zeich mevor loshen Rashi kibin shlimet zubiris hakoyel omer nesiyah ma'aleinu lases. That explains also where Rashi says, "What then the Nesiim said, what should we do, not what should we bring?" Unish lahavi. Dos batzitzich, this is relating to nishnor the tzunidus ha-mishkan, not only to what should be given for the mishkan, nor be'ike, more importantly, tzuzeh tafkid al tznesiim. What they were saying was, our first job is to make sure that the yidden give whatever they need, whatever they can give. Now that they've given everything that they could, now comes our turn. What do we need to do now? It wasn't so much whatever it wasn't brought for the Mishkan, we will make sure that it's brought. It was, first we did our job to make sure that the Yidden did what they need to do. Now that they did everything they could do, now what do we do now? What is our next mission? What is our next thing to do? Since the Yidden already did whatever they could, the Yidden already completed doing everything that they were able to do. Now what's left for us to do? What do we have to do now as the leaders? Since they already fulfilled their mission in making sure that the Yidden should do everything that they're able to do. Und dann erst haben sie angeheben trachten wegen seiner Status bin ich am Mishkan, and only after they finished whatever they were able to do with the Yidden, then they began to think, okay, so now what are we meant to do in regards to the Nidvas HaMishkan? Personally, what are we meant to do now? So Hivi was Abnei Hashoyam. Then they brought the stones and so on, which the Yidden had been unable to do. So this was left for the Nesiim, because they no longer had the mission of making the Yidden do it. So they said, okay, now we have to think about our donation. What's left to bring? Oh, Abnei Hashoyam, we can bring the Abnei Hashoyam and Abnei Miluim and so on. Vav. Trotzdem was das ist lechere gewende richtige Seda an Hage von den Nesiim. So now, this was the proper approach of the Nesiim to this whole matter. So notwithstanding the fact that this was indeed the right approach, but in the end, in regards to themselves, to the Nesiim themselves, there seems to be missing something. Und davon haben die Nesiim verstanden, als das, was sie haben gewahrt, mit sehen Nidus am Mishkan business of, is given nicht den ganzen Gedeboi. So therefore they understood that even though they did the right thing, but since this left, that they ended up bringing at the very end, the last, so this was something that was not the most appropriate thing, so they understood that it wasn't 100% correct what they did, and that there was a downside to what they did. Now says in them, given a reingemischt an inyo fun shenisatzlu. In other words, they said, it was the right approach, but it seems that we also were not energetic enough, and we were not proactive enough in doing our own avodah in this thing. In other words, in our being part of the donation for the Mishkan. And therefore, kedeis us to mesaken zayin, in order to fix the fact that there was also a certain lack of energy in their bringing. That's why when it came the next opportunity for giving at the Mizbeach, they said, we're going to be first. This time we're going to be first, because it seems that even though we had the right approach earlier, but it had a little bit of our own lack of proactive approach to doing it, and therefore they said we're going to be more on top of things when it comes to the Mizbeach. In Vosad Bashtan and the Chesor, what exactly was it that was lacking in there in the by the Mishkan and what they were missing? Is this Rashi Madgish Mazbe mitn Zogn Yishlima Tziburus HaKoil? Rashi explains this by saying the people brought everything. Shenemar, as it says, Vamlocha Yisodayim, and for the work, there was enough for all the work, for whatever that was needed. As the Tzibur at Mashrim given, Altsvas is given, Noitik for the Malocha, that the people had brought everything that was necessary for the work of the Mishkan. Dayom, and it was more, there was even more than they needed. There was enough for whatever was brought. As the Nedava for Nesim is Nishgiven Muchrach Kidlakamon. In other words, that when the Yidden finished bringing, there was enough. And therefore, there was no need for the Nesim anymore for their donation, which will be explained in a minute. What do you mean it was enough? They didn't bring, there was no stones, there was no oil, and so on. So we'll explain that in a moment. But for now, let's just say that the Nesim, their donation was no longer necessary. That's where they missed it. They missed the boat. Because their donation wasn't necessary. The people had brought whatever was necessary. And therefore, their donation was no longer necessary. In other words, they missed out on being part of the donation process for the Mishkan. I'll explain in a minute why. And since the Nesiim saw that the people took care of everything that was necessary, and their donations were no longer essential for the Mishkan, so therefore it comes out so it comes out that they were not equal to all the Yidden in the donation, because when the Yidden donated it, it was essential things that were needed for the Mishkan. When they donated what they donated, it was no longer essential. So therefore, the Yidden had donated things that were needed. Their donation wasn't really essential, so therefore, their donation was on a lower level than the Yidden's donation. So therefore, they understood from this, Azeir and Hoge from Loyin Snadu Betchila, that their approach, that they won't give first, is Nishgiven Kidboy, was ultimately was missing something. It was missing that they did not have an equal share in the donations for the Mishkan. Nor says in them given a rangi Mishnah and inyufan atzus canal, but that there was something missing from their doing it with enough energy, and therefore they were left short. They were left short because their donation ended up being unessential, as I'll explain now. That's bore in them the explanation of why theirs was not essential. When the Yidden gave gold and silver and all the other things, the materials that were needed for the kelim of the Mishkan and for the clothing for the kohenim, is zendik as a hob nishdi ali yud gimel dvarim. The Yidden saw that they don't have all the 13 materials that were needed. For instance, the precious stones. They just simply didn't have them. So what did they do? So they gave much more of some of the other materials that they did have. As is understood from the words, and they completed everything. They brought enough. Meaning to say, and if they didn't have the Avnei Shoyim, what do you mean they completed everything? They didn't complete everything. They didn't give the precious stones that were needed. So what does it mean it was enough? Is in the Nidavas from Kesev Azov, what they did was, since they didn't have the precious stones, so they said, you know what? We'll give so much gold, much more than is actually needed for the work in the Mishkan. And what they'll do is, as Zoy Phil as Menzol Midam Yisrin Kenan Bakum and Kaifen, does was felt that they'll have so much gold, they'll use the gold to purchase precious stones. So they gave enough gold and silver and other materials that there was enough money that they will be able to buy everything that is needed. They just didn't have the precious stones. All right, here's money, buy precious stones. In other words, they gave hakoil. They took care of all the needs that were needed for the building of the Mishkan. The things that they didn't have, they gave money to buy it. And thus is the pirush for nishlima tziburus hakoil. And that's what the meaning is, that they completed everything. Shenema v'amalacha is a dayim, as the pasuk says, there was enough for the work. Even those things from of the 13 things that were needed, those by zay is nishgiven, that they didn't actually own those materials. The idn mashlum given durch menadav zayin aribu kesef, they completed the needs by giving money, enough money to be able to buy them, to give them full price from the abnei shayam, so that there was enough money that they would be able to pay full retail price for the Avnei Shoyim and the Avnei Meluyim, etc., and for the other things that were, might be needed. And the far haben the Nesiim gefilled. That's why the Nesiim felt that they did not have equal share in the donations that were given for the Mishkan, together with all the Yidden, because Yidden haben das gegeben. When the Yidden gave it, they gave it when it was needed for the Mishkan. Mashenkin the Nidus and Nesiim, whereas when the Nesiim gave it, it was no longer an essential need, because they could have either got it from the Nesiim for free, or they could have paid for it somewhere else. Since there was already enough money to buy these materials, the Avnei Shoyim and Avnei Meluyim, so they had already that money. And what was the Nesiim's contribution? That they gave it, and therefore the Mishkan committee didn't have to pay for it, because they gave it for free. So, but when they gave it for free, there was already enough money to buy it. So therefore, they felt that they weren't giving something that was an essential need for the Mishkan, because it could have been acquired even without the Nesiim giving it. Therefore, they felt that they didn't have an equal share with the Yidden, because they waited till the end, and everything was already, all the needs of the Mishkan were taken care of. Therefore, they did not have equal share with the Yidden in donating for the Mishkan. So therefore they understood that something they did wrong. They did something wrong. It was the right approach, but something was missing, because they didn't get an equal share in the donation. Ches es fader zu haben noch als beer, but still we need some, it still needs more explanation. We bald as by anosi fader sich the seder an hoge von loyhoye penela sokov, since essential in the end, what is anosi meant to do? A Nasi is meant to not pay attention to his own spiritual needs, but rather to be focused on the people. As it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he didn't turn to his own needs. Nor his first thought is to have the good, the proper influence on the Yidden. So if so, why later when it came to the Mizbeach, why would the Nesiim first to donate for the Mizbeach? Heper dem Seder for the Nasi, which seems to go against what a Nasi is supposed to do. First he's supposed to take care of the people and then think about himself. Even though it's true that when it came to the Mishkan, the donations for the Mishkan, their accomplishment in this personally was not on the highest level, as we said before, because they didn't have an equal share in the type of donation. Is the Chabanit Shaykh zu sagen as the Tikkun Deroif? So what could you say that? So how do you fix that? That it should be more in a better way. How are you going to fix it? Durch Firin sich noch dem Nishvi Anasi dar sich Firin. The answer to that is to, at the next opportunity, not to do what a Nasi is supposed to do. Now they're going to jump and be the first to donate, when their real mission is to make sure that the Yidden should do what the right thing is. How does that answer the earlier problem? muss man sagen, so we have to say, as wissen, die Gas bei den Dürs am Mischken. Haben sie bei sie, hat sich bei sie reingemischt, hat nur von Arzlos. So we have to say that since they knew that by the Mishkan, some, what did they do wrong? They did wrong that they were not proactive enough. Haben sie verstanden, also haben sich gedarft vielen anders in dem Innen von Nidus am Mishkan. So they understood that they have to do something differently than they did by Nidus am Mishkan, since it led to their not being fully involved as they should have been. Das heißt, Chotsch Azeir an Hogi is an allgemeiner Richtige. In other words, generally speaking, that's what a Nasi has to do. Generally speaking, that is the right approach. Is he aber in dem Fall nicht gewen kidaboy, for some reason by the Nidus HaMishkan, in this case, there was something lacking in the in that approach. What is that? The Asbar in dem, the explanation of what was particularly wrong in this case. Durch Nidus HaMishkan hat sich aufgetan im Minion Klali von alle Jiden. Through the Nidus HaMishkan, what was accomplished? This very essential, basic, fundamental thing for the Jewish people. The Shachanti B'Seichem, that Hashem will dwell amongst them. The Bavai is as Niskapa Lono Olaban Egil. And the Mishkan was the Eidus, the testimony that Hashem had forgiven him for the Chet Egil. Is the Riber Hatzach Da Gemacht. The Riber Hatzach Da Gemacht. Therefore, over here, what was expected is that Noisef of them as Yeder eats Olav Machelik and Nidus HaMishkan, that in addition to the fact that every Yid should have a share, should take part in the Mishkan, Nidus HaMishkan, as the Mishkan Zol Oivgestol Verim was Frier. In addition to the fact that every Yid should be participating in this, but there was also a need, it was very important that it should get done as quickly as possible. Und der Far, and therefore hein emes as the tafkit von anasiya eide una shevet is to bavaren an azin zon ton di inyanim amatolam aleim. So it's true that in the anasi what is the mission of anasi? That he should make sure, whether it's anasi of the entire Jewish people or the anasi of that particular shevet, but what, which were the nasiim. But so in addition to the fact that they have to do whatever they can, that the Yidden should do what they need to do, haben the Siyim zusammen damit gedarf bavornen euch des Rizus in Binyan HaMishkan. It was also incumbent on the Siyim that they should see to it that the Mishkan should be put up, done as quickly as possible. As is all great sein, alle Sachen was man darf haben, lehm lechus HaMishkan bepeile behegnen. That there should be everything that is needed should be there and ready as quickly as possible. Und der Fahrer hat da nicht massen gewen der Seder anoge vom Warten kam aber kam als Mann. Und sen was nicht nad wird sie beim Maschen des Mann, beim Maschen Machas, man nur mischlim im Eisai. And therefore, for this reason, that since it was important that the Mishkan should be done, get done as quickly as possible, to wait around while let's see what they bring and let's see what they're able to accomplish and what they are missing, that's what we will bring, that's a great delay in time. And therefore, that was not the right approach for the Mishkan. The Mishkan needs to get done quickly. And it was not correct, fully correct, that they should let the Yidden work out whatever they can work out, and then they'll step in to make sure that it gets finished, because that's a delay. There's no delay when it comes to building the Mishkan. Mitzad zeh tafkid als nesiim gufa, because of their position as nesiim, hat sich gefordert, it was demanded of them and expected of them, as manendig by yidni, snadu tziv mashem snadim, darf er sein gleichzeitig sich magdim sein, zu bringen zeh in adobe. While they are encouraging and pushing the yidn to do whatever they can do, they should also be involved in doing whatever they can do. They shouldn't have waited till the end to bring whatever they can bring. They should have been at the same time making sure that whatever is needed and that they have what is needed, therefore they should take care of that, so that it would bring quickly the building of the Mishkan. They asked the Mishkan, Zol Oigu Beit Verim Behegdama Chiev Shari, so that the Mishkan would be built as early, as quickly as possible. Und Ribe, wenn es ist gekommen zu Chanukas am Mizbeach, and therefore, when it came time for the dedication of Mizbeach, Vas oich dos is an inyan klali, which is also the mizbeach, of course, is also a very essential and fundamental thing for the yidden. That's where the karbonos are brought. That's where atonement is achieved. Unes is negeyes olzayin behegdem chanukas amizbeach fa'ali yidden. And therefore, there too, it was important that it should be get done as early as possible, as quickly as possible. Hamzei menadigu metchila. That's why they said, we'll make sure that it gets done quickly. While we're encouraging the yidden that they should do what they need to do, we will also donate immediately at the beginning and not wait till the end, as we did by the Mishkan. Tes. A Talmud memulach ken obefreng, but a gifted student can ask the following question. Wie zokmen, as by the Nesiyim had gefelt in the Ishtatvas mit dem Klal Yisrael benidus ha-Mishkan. How can we say that the Nesiyim were missing something in their participation with the rest of the Yidden in the donations for the Mishkan, because their donations were no longer essential, because at least they had the money to buy them. It would seem that they didn't have an equal share. They were the ones that encouraged and pushed those who were giving the donations. As the Eden Zon Zich Misadavivayin, Yisnadvut Sivimashim Misnadvim, that they made sure that the Eden should give whatever they give. Kumtachoi, so it comes out as Alzvas Eden Hom Menadav Given, that everything that the Eden actually gave, Hom the Nesiyim in Dema and Until, the Nesiyim have a share in that. Whatever the Eden gave, they have a share in that, because they were the ones that pushed them and encouraged them and motivated them. Since it was done through their energy and their encouragement and so on. So why do we call that there was something missing in their participation in the donations for the Mishkan? They were the cause of the entire donations that were given. They were the ones that encouraged it. That's certainly participating. Is the emperor of them? So the answer to this is Rashi. As an answer to this, Rashi Miramis the mid vaseres ma'itik the ma'im vaser gizok Rav Nosson. That Rashi says that it was said by Rav Nosson. The beer in them. The explanation for this is fundi dinim achimah for sonim for Rav Nosson. One of the most famous dinim that Rav Nosson says in Shas, in the Gemara. This as esvet ongeruf noshmoi. It's so associated with Reb Nosson, it's so famous that it's actually called by Reb Nosson's name. It's called Shibuda de Reb Nosson. The actual translation of that is the lien of Reb Nosson, which he explains. Bishas Reuven is shuldik achayv to Shimonin. If Reuven owes Shimon money, when Shimon is mechuyev to Batzolon Levi, and Shimon owes that same amount, let's say, to Levi. So Reuven owes it to Shimon, Shimon owes it to Levi. Is Metziyi Mezeh, Reuven Menoisen Lozeh. So Shimon, let's say, doesn't have the money to pay. So Levi goes to Shimon and says, I need my money. I don't have the money. So he says, doesn't Reuven owe you money? Yes, Reuven owes me money. So Levi can go to Reuven and say, give me the money that you owe to Shimon, since he owes it to me. Reuven sold by Ephraim Yosha to Levi. Reuven pays directly to Levi. And Levi can demand in Bezdin that Reuven should pay it directly to him. And Reuven can't say, I don't owe you anything, I owe Shimon. I'll deal with it with Shimon. So Reb Nosson says, no, the lien that is owed from Shimon to Levi now gets transferred to Reuven. That now Levi can collect it from Reuven. The uftu in them din is, what is so novel about this din? Chotcha de shaychas and eschaivas from Reuven to Levi kum durch Shimon. And even though this obligation that Reuven has to Levi only flows through Shimon, is aber noch dem wie de shaychas veret ofgetan, after there is a connection between Reuven and Levi which originally was established through Shimon. Now Shimon can be left out of this whole picture, and Levi can go directly to Reuven and say, you owe it to me directly, and let's leave Shimon out of it. As if Shimon doesn't even belong in the middle over here. So we've eliminated the middleman, And now the two parties can deal with each other and have to deal with each other. That's Reb Nosson's Shibuddha de Reb Nosson, the famous Shibuddha de Reb Nosson. Al derech zeh is v'nidin didan. In a similar way, we have in this situation between the Nesiyim and the Yidden and the Mishkan. Chod shas de shaychas von Yidden mit zeiris nadus l'meches ha-Mishkan. Even though it's true that the connection between the Yidden and the their connection to the Mishkan through their donations, that uvgeton durdem zeiris von Nesiyim was happened as a result of the, what the Nesiyim did and their encouragement, so they were in the middle. They were the middleman. The flow of the donations, the connection between the Yidden and the Mishkan went through the Nesiyim. Is when the Yidden folgen und seine Menadev in das is das Metziyim zeh von the Menadev in Neisim lozeh. So now, however, when the Yidden follow through and they actually make the donation from themselves to the Mishkan, we say that the middleman, the Nesiyim, get left out of it. They gave it, they Metziyim Mizeh, we took it straight from the Yidden, V'noisnul Mazeh, and we gave it to him, who? To the Eivishter. So not through the Nesiyim, not that they gave it through the Nesiyim, and that's where it went to the Eivishter. It went straight from the Yidden to the Eivishter. What was established was a direct connection, a direct link between the Yidden and Hashem in their donations, as if the Nesiyim had no share in it at all. So Reb Nosson is the one that says that the middleman is removed, has no role to play in this, so therefore the Nesiyim understood that they didn't really have a share in this. It was a direct link between, was established between the Yidden and Hashem. So that's what's explained. That the quoting Reb Nosson, telling us that it was Reb Nosson, brings to mind Reb Nosson's other halacha, which is what explains why the Nesiyim felt that they were lacking in their participation. Al pizeh yesh leimer oid. Based on this, we can say another thing. As in them gufis bashtana de kosal kataitach for the Nesiyim, that in itself was what the Nesiyim were thinking. They haben gehalten, as a yeis di status for needin so mishkan vet kumen dur zeiri soirinus. What they thought was, since the donations to the Mishkan from the Yidden would come as a result of their encouragement, vertoch euch verrechend al zeire statu, das euch verrechend al zeire statu in leches amishkan. So therefore this will be considered a participation on their behalf. They are participating since they were the ones that encouraged it. Und al pise is verstandig, was sie haben gesagt. So therefore we can understand what they were saying. Isnadvut ziber mashem isnadvim. Let them give what they give. Whatever they're lacking, we will fill it. Was fundem loshen is mashmas by zei is nish given zicher as zei vel muzim berengit. From this, whatever they might lack, that's what we will bring. In other words, that they understood that there's a possibility that there will be nothing lacking and that they would have nothing to bring. Und der Fahrer haben sie gesagt, an einem schlimmen Meise, nicht an einem Mivim. And therefore they said, we will fill it, and not we will bring it, because they weren't even sure that there would be anything to bring. What they meant was, Mashlimim, weil bei Zeh ist gewann abgelegt, dass Zeh darf nach Lenisch bringen. Because they thought, they assumed, that they don't have to actually donate anything. And they have a share in what the Yidden donated. What they said was that what they lack, we will fill it. Those things that the Yidden brought, we are filling it. We give it its completion because we're the ones that encouraged it. So not that they would bring other things that the Yidden didn't bring. What was lacking, in other words, in the Yidden's attitude, in the Yidden's encouragement, in the Yidden's generosity, we will fill those donations with proper generosity, with proper feeling. Not that they will have to bring other things. We will complete those things that the Yidden are already bringing. That's the word, complete. We will complete what they're doing. Varim Es felt in the Melechas HaMishkan, because they felt that the Mitzad Yidden, there might not be the full energy and the full feeling and the full generosity and so on, dedication. So therefore, we will make sure that it gets completed in the way it should be completed. But then they said, wow, an amazing thing happened. As Ishlimu Atsiburis HaKoyel, that the people, they completed everything. There was nothing lacking from the way the Yidden donated. The Tziburot also Abgetam Bishleimus. The people did it with completeness. They had the right feeling, they had the right generosity, they gave whatever they could, and so on. They did everything that they could. There was nothing really that the Nesi'im had to complete in this transaction, in this project. So they felt that what they were supposed to contribute is to bring the Yidden up to a higher level of giving. There was no necessity for that. The Yidden reached that on their own. So therefore the Nesi'im had no share in the Yidden's giving. And therefore they were left without a participation in the Nidvas HaMishkan. Yudalef. Loidem kemenoich mazbezayin dem siyum loshen Rashi. Based on this, we can also explain the end of Rashi. And because they were lacking in this energy, therefore, in the first instance, in the Nidvas HaMishkan, there was a letter was missing from their name. It says Vanasim without a yud. So they felt the ois yud for Zeinom, and it was missing the letter yud from their name. What's the connection between lack of energy and the missing a yud? What's the connection? Nor bepnimis yonim is, if we look at it from the inner dimension, we can understand as der chsarim von ois yud was weist of bittel. The fact that it was missing a letter yud, what does yud represent? Yud represents bittel. Bittel, the yud is the tiny a letter. It takes no space. It's like a point. A point has no metzias at all. It's just a reference, and therefore that expresses bittel. So this that it's missing the yud is nishta taitza. It's not because they were in this atzel and that there was a lack of bittel. That's why the yud was taken away. To the contrary, nor the sibe fun zayishin etzatzlu. What happened really was the opposite. Why was it that they were nisatzlu? Where did this come from that they were nisatzlu? Because they were missing the yud, they were missing the bittel. The missing yud was the reason why they were nisatzlu. V'azoy is das nisgale geworden, umen hat ze gerufen b'shem nisiyim, l'fishe nisatzlu, amen et gizeh, shen nisatzlu. How did we, what's the reason that they were suddenly called nisiyim without a yud? How do we know that there was that what led to nisatzlu? When we saw that there was a nisatzlu, that there was a lack of energy, so it was realized that they're missing the yud. They're missing bittel. That's what, how did nisatzlu happen? They're missing bittel. In other words, that they should be referred to as nisiyim without a yud. So it was that's what caused the nisatzlu, the lack of the yud. How did we know about it, or whatever, whoever we are, is because if there's nisatzlu, then we understand that there's a lack of a yud here. But it's really the lack of the yud which leads to the nisatzlu. Bibald as vazeyot gefel de tachlus habittel, since they were lacking the absolute, ultimate bittel, es hat sich vazey ongehet zeyer zayne siyin, meaning to say that the fact that they were in siyin was, they emphasized it, they knew about it, they felt it, they were focused on it. We are the Nesi'im, and therefore they were acting like the Nesi'im. The Riber haben sie gefühlt, as the Nidus HaMishkan von Yidden is gekommen durch sie. Therefore they felt that all the donations that the Yidden would give would be coming through them, through as a result of them. Und as zu lieb dem wollen sie maschlem sein, and therefore because it's all coming through them, they will complete it. they will bring it to a higher level. In other words, they were focused on the fact that they were going to play a role in the donations of all the Yidden. Does was that fell by Yidden, they will complete that which would be lacking. Und der Hergesh Anasiyas, and it was this feeling of their position as Nasiyim, had Gedim given as his own Zayn Shinesatzel Ba'ifen, as a Yerushatvas and Minin Amishkol, so Zayn Nid Zayn Chelik Echelik with Allah Andere Yidden. And it was this feeling of being the Nasiyim, and therefore they would contribute, they would elevate and complete all the donations of the Yidden, and therefore they don't have to give their own donation. Which is what led, because the Yidden did it all on their own without their contribution, therefore they were left with not having an equal share with the Yidden in the Nidus and Mishkan. Bis as the Mishkan, under dem the Ashras HaShchina by Yidden, until it ended up that the Mishkan and through this the dwelling of the Shechina amongst the Yidden had Gorgi Ken Zayin on Nidvas HaNasiyim. It all happened without their contribution. And it all happened as a result of their lack of bittul, meaning to say that they felt their position as Nasiyim, and that feeling their position as Nasiyim is what led to their thinking that they would be part of everything that the Yidden did. And when that didn't turn out to be the case, they were left without a participation in the Nidvas HaMishkan, and therefore in the Ashras HaShchina, to have an equal share with the Yidden. Yud Beis. Just like any matter in Torah, this also is a lesson to Yidden. By Yidden, Yidden is der Inyan Hanasius. Every Yid has a role as a Nasi. The Nasius of the Irktana Shaleza Aguf, the fact that every Yid is a leader of his own body, his own small world. He's the one that leads his own limbs and so on. Bechlalus Yisrael, in a more general way, every Yid has to be a leader to in his surroundings, in his area around him. Is da in them the Yira. So to this there is the lesson. As I bervil, as ba'em zonish fell in avaydus Hashem l'kainay, if a Yid wants that there should be nothing missing in their own service to Hashem in the Mishkan Shaloi Zolzayin Kedaboy, and that your participation in your Mishkan should be in the proper way. Daf in their Nasiyas, in their Ashpa, Eifen Sveitin Zich Onher in the Yud. When you try to exert your influence on other people, you have to have the Yud has to be forefront in your mind. The Tachlos HaBittul, meaning that a person has to be in a state of absolute bittul. Bedugmas hamelech, similar to what we say about the king, was durch dem was kiven she kara shuben ezoike by shuben esra. Most all Yidden bow down at certain times by the shuben esra, but the king, once he bows down, he doesn't get up. He remains bent over in a bowing state the whole shuben esra. Mervi ba'ale andere. In other words, the king has to be more buttle than everybody else. Is there meulich if ala andere through this bittle? That's how he becomes the king of everybody else. As tarnish zayin der hergish as erbe kayach atzmi as a mashpia unasi. There can't be this feeling. There shouldn't be this feeling that it's because of who you are and what you have and what you bring to the table. That's why you're a nasi. When as the ganze Scheiches von dem Zweiten zum Eibischen is nor a dank emen, that the other Yid's connection to Hashem is all through you, all thanks to you. You can't have that feeling. Und beshaz di Ashpo v'nasiyas is mit bittel, and when a Yid's influence on other people, and therefore his state of anasi in this context, is in a state of bittel, demels is a zeiche und hot nish kein tos, then you'll have the merit not to have the mistake as there is yoytze mit dem was poil to vatzveit nidin, to convince yourself that it's enough that you have a good influence on other people and therefore you're exempt from doing it on your own. Nor is oich meisa b'avidasei, but rather he'll know that you have to also increase in your own personal avidah and shkida b'limit ha-teira, your efforts in learning teira and kima mitzvah behidr and doing mitzvah behidr b'yeser seiz and b'yeser oiz in ever more and with ever more impact in your own personal life too. Und durch dem bringt man Arab Mashiach Tzidkenu, was sein Uftu is, der Inyan Ayud. Through this we will bring Mashiach Tzidkenu, which his, what's the novelty of Mashiach, is the Yud. Chinas Yechida, the Yud, which also represents the very essence of the soul. Yovavi Yigalenu Yilchenu Kevizh Latzenu, that he should come and redeem us and bring us to Eretz Yisrael immediately.